Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And join us on our blog, divaabdul.com. And there you can sign up for our e-newsletter and receive a daily email with the latest blog posts. Facebook, Diva Days, is the friend page. And the fan page is Diva of Days for Lives. Also here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us. And don't forget, we're also on iTunes, and you can subscribe to our iTunes page. So tonight we have our friend Mary Ann.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, and where can the Airbun find you on Twitter, Mary Ann?
I'm on Twitter at mama_hooch.
There you go. And Mary Ann and Anna interviewed Teo Pangloss on Wednesday, and Airbun knows, but Teo's one of our favorites. He's currently playing Victor Cassadine on General Hospital, and obviously he played Tony and Andre DeMiro in Days. So, Miriam, what did you think of the interview with Teo on Wednesday?
Oh, it was fun. It's always fun. It's like we had a little bit of technical problems there at the beginning. I kind of, right as it was coming on to start, somehow my call got dropped. I don't know.
Oh, my.
My call got dropped, and then I called back, and I forgot. I called back on the regular line instead of the host line. And Anna and Anna caught it, and so she called in as the host line. So I guess it would have called, And at the same time, right as I called back, it was a few minutes later, and it's like, okay, where is he at? You know, Taylor. So he has a reputation for being a little late, although he says he's never late, but that's whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was having trouble with his phones. I guess his charge. He was trying to get his phones charged. But anyway, we got him on, and he started out talking about his trip to Havana. He was in Cuba, and he had a little bit of problem with – Teo always has problems with the airplane, when he gets on the plane. They always hassle him. Why is he visiting the country? And he had this artwork, and he told the story. They were questioning why they were bringing back art. I guess they think he was taking something that he shouldn't, and this is something that he purchased. And I guess it was kind of provocative, the pictures, and they were kind of questioning him about that. And anyway, he had his – but, he got through customs and brought the painting home. So, but he had a little bit of trouble there. He talked about that. And he visited Hemingway's house in Havana. So it was his – he kind of got away because he hadn't been on vacation for quite a while. He talked about a little bit. Then we took callers. I think he talked to Tony about he was talking about Victor Cassadine, and they were about him coming back. And I think he's going to be appearing in the beginning of September again, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure of the exact air dates. It might be like the 10th or I'm not sure. I don't even think it's out there yet, but it's kind of what General Hospital's going on now. It's kind of leading up to him again coming on. So he'll be on again, and then hopefully he'll be on in the future again, off and on. I don't know how that's going to be. That's what he's hoping for. And what else? He also is going to do a one-man show like he did in Cape May. Journeys, also based on his book, and I think he's going to do book signing there too. It's at the Beverly Hills Playhouse on September 21st. So hopefully there'll be more details. I think it starts at 8 out in LA. So if you're out that way, anybody, and hopefully there'll be more information. I think something up on the Team Teo site or something, but hopefully he'll put more information out about that. But we had a fun time, and he was. He was teasing me about my ice bucket challenge. I don't know if anybody saw that. Did you see my ice bucket?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah, because you were being bossy pants, huh?
Yes, that's what he said. He said, oh, my God, did you hear? He said, "Oh my God, I saw another side of you." Oh, I said, "Well, yeah, you see that." He said, "That nice, sweet side." I said, "Yeah, but you see my other bad side, because we've had some words between us, you know, about different things." And I said, he said something about, "Oh, he sees who, it, just like you're in charge." That cut. And when I did that cut thing, I didn't even realize I was doing it. You know, it's just that between that husband and wife thing. You know, like okay, and there's my husband using the cell phone, like my phone, which is different from his phone, so he kind of was confused how to turn it off. So it's like cut. So it's like he said, like, "Oh, now I see who's in charge." And I said, "Yeah, that's exactly right." So that was fun. And Jan came on, and Jan's always a little, you know, we always have fun with Jan. She can get him to be a little. She can get him to be a little naughty now, a little bit. So there's a little bit of that going on. So yeah, it was a nice interview, and so he talked about his different, you know, places that he was at, and I don't know if anybody's had a chance to read the book. I saw you had you tweeted to him about reading the book, and that you were done. You got done with it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
and liked
it.
It.
Yeah, I read it.
Yeah, it was. It's a very well. As I told him, I says I was kind of. I knew he was a good writer, but I didn't really. I mean, he's a great. I mean, the way he tells a story and the way the book was laid out, I thought was very good. So he's supposed to do another book. About cultures and cuisine. I guess that's what he. Mm-hmm. That's why he went to Cuba, and I guess that's what he started getting some recipes there, and that. So it was a fun night. It was for a little over an hour. We had callers, so it was fun. And he's been doing a lot of different interviews. I don't know if there's some different ones out there, a lot of different interviews. So yeah, it was a fun time. We missed you and I think Rose. So. Hopefully the next time. I'm sure we'll have them on again.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we got the interview in. But it was first week of school. I was working.
Yeah,
at work they referred to it. What happened on Wednesday was the turn and burn, which is when you close and then you open the next morning. And you get.
Oh, like, yeah. I've been there, done that.
Oh, my God. Like, it's horrible.
Well, what time? Yeah, I know you like had a 10 o'clock closing or 11 or 10.
Yeah, at 10, and then I had to be there at 7. So,
oh, they open at 7. Well, that's extremely early.
Actually, they open at 6, so I lucked out and they scheduled me for 7. Because if it was 6, I mean, I got to do that again this week too. Like Thursday I have a 10 close and Friday I have a 7 open.
Yeah.
Oh, Thursday I was so exhausted. I mean, I've never been, that's for 5 months I've been working there. That's the most exhausted I've ever been. And then my sister's hockey practice. And then Friday was my oldest son's 13th birthday. So that was a really big deal. And
oh, yeah,
my
happy birthday to Kirk. Yeah, I saw that. I saw your pictures. On, 13. Oh, my gosh. Geez, I just remember when he was a little thing. Gosh.
I know.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
It's been a while since you've seen the kids. Yeah, and then today's my parents' 45th wedding anniversary. So,
oh, that's a big deal too.
So it was funny when I was pregnant with Kirk. I asked my mom what she wanted for her anniversary present, and she said a grandbaby. I'm like, that's not gonna happen. But he was due September 9th, and he came early, which is good because September 11th happened 2 weeks after he was born. So, that was a scary time to be a mom for the first time. So I thought she was crazy. I'm like, oh, I'm not having a baby in August. And I had a baby in August. It was only about 10 days early. It wasn't too bad.
It's hard with schedules with anymore with all our schedules and his schedule.
Oh, no.
You know.
Yeah,
and he had his nephew there. So he was kind of doing it, you know. In fact, he was ready to go. It was probably after 8 his time, and he said at first they were just going to go out to get something, but he says, "Oh, I might just go try to cook something up." So, you know, he was ready to go. So it was nice, but it was a nice interview.
Oh, and both our cars got worked on this week.
Oh,
like Oh, my God. I spent so much money this week.
Why you're working all those hours, right?
I'm working all those hours to put brakes on my car and buy my son a birthday present and pay for school. And back to school shopping is so flipping expensive. Oh, my gosh. You're spending like hundreds of dollars. You're like, I didn't even make a dent. I mean, teachers send home lists and you have to buy them clothes and shoes and backpacks. It's like, holy cow. But, I think next year, I think I'm probably going to save up money in advance. Like it's Christmas.
Taking a loan. Yeah.
So, I didn't get to watch that much of Days. I want to talk about Facebook before we move on to Days. I really enjoyed it. If people want to hear stuff about Days, there's really only one chapter. Because mostly everything's about his travels. And if you listen
and
to
you
any
don't have to
with,
even know who Teo is to enjoy the book. Yeah.
Right.
It's just a book of one person's his upbringing and what he takes away from his travels and his, it's a very inspiring book and it makes you look at travel in a whole different way. And just what he went through. I was surprised at some of the things when he came over here and how really he survived on this part of the book. He survived on apples and ravioli. So, I mean, he really, didn't have anything when he came over where he's at today. So he accomplished a lot. And I think his choices that he made, my favorite chapter wasn't his travel chapter. It was that along the path where he talked to the different people and how every opportunity he made it worthwhile or something came out of it from each person he met. He took every advantage of the people that he met and the connections that he met to get ahead. So, I thought that was good. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Did you have any favorite part of the book or story that you liked?
One of the callers said how descriptive he is, and you feel like you're on the journey with him when you're reading the book. It's very easy to visualize what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But,
someone else said that too. It was like they were right there, the way he described things.
Mm-hmm. And I love history. I always loved history since I was a kid. But, us as Americans, we mostly studied American history growing up. I mean, I've read some classical stuff and philosophy and stuff like that too. But there's pages of the book I dog-eared pages I want to do a Google search on some of the topics he was talking about. And what was that one?
That's what I do too.
Isn't that one woman who was a pharaoh and they just we're talking about being in her tomb and poorly she was treated after her death. And that's how kind of things are in Egypt. If the next ruler doesn't like the previous ruler, they'll wipe all traces of them out of history. I want to look her up, and I never heard of her before. So I thought that was really interesting. And there was some sad moments he talked about in the book about how disappointed he was in Morocco and how desperate the people are all over the Middle East for money. And that, I don't even want to say that one story he had when he was around this bunch of male children, what they were doing.
Those kids, yes. I like that chapter on Morocco. That was, it was like, he was there for New Year's and he was there all by himself and he heard like those kids and then he thought and somebody got killed. He actually heard them screaming and stuff like outside his window.
Oh my God.
He tells those boys, go home to your mothers, he said. I can hear him saying that too, But that's, and it's like you have to watch, he's a very savvy traveler. I mean, he knows, he does his research and knows the history of the countries and their culture. And you have to go in and know their culture and respect it. And you have to be, I mean, although he's had some pretty close calls, I mean, I keep thinking he could be one of those, he could have been one of those, Americans that were kidnapped and held hostage, I know we always tease him about that, would come over and rescue him and stuff, but I mean, seriously, he came close a couple of different times, but he has good guys and stuff, I think. And also he has a way of like talking to, you know, he can talk a good talk, you know, and he's charming and the way he, you know, can talk to people. So, yeah, he's saved himself quite a number of times, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, a lot of good stories. I even like the history. I liked like the city of Troy and that
mm-hmm.
whole that whole thing with the that was I found that to be interesting, and there's just so much, and there's even some places that he didn't even put in there from his travels, but
yeah, he didn't mention Brazil and Peru a lot.
Or Peru? No, he didn't do Peru.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, but he went there. Yeah, Peru, and it was another good place. But he did get a lot covered in the places, and
mm-hmm.
he talked a little bit about days, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those stories I had heard, you know, the day stories.
Yeah.
But there were some different ones in there. There were maybe a few that I hadn't heard, but I was just amazed at all the different people that he met along the way. Those were, Jackie Kennedy and all them, and yeah, it was that was a very interesting chapter, I thought.
Mhm. Yeah. So the book's called Places, and I have a link on the blog, but you can find the book, but you could get it at Amazon. So, but
yeah, Amazon.
It's a very good read.
And listen,
yeah,
and you should go leave a. In fact, he's been asking me to tell people or to go to Amazon.com and leave a review.
Mm-hmm.
There's if you can get on there and just tell them what you think, because you know that helps too if you go on and leave a review on Amazon of what you thought of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did leave a review, so
yeah, the reviews have been great. So I've seen some of the soap writers. I can't remember who it was. It might have been a guy from when the show was Soap Central, I think he said he read it and he really liked it. And yeah, it's a very easy read. It's fascinating, and time flies when you're reading
page turner.
Really,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Nope. Yeah, that's
yeah,
not a problem.
Hard to put down.
You're not gonna get bored, that's for sure.
Yeah. And there is one part, but he had an interview, and I think I brought it up on when we talked the other night, is when he said he likes to get himself in situations that he has to try to get out of. I thought, and that's just not on his travels. I'm thinking, that's in all things. So I had been like, teasing him a little bit about that, but that is true. Because he even said that on his he tries to get himself in situations and then sees if he can get out of them. So, but he
mm-hmm.
never did answer my question, because I think I asked him, well, how did that work for you? Does that always work for you? You know, what is the percentage of, but I don't know. I think he avoided that. I'd have to go back and listen, because I can't remember. But I thought that was interesting.
Like you said, he likes to disturb people. He just likes to poke at people sometimes, especially if they're being, what's the word I'm looking for, authoritarian or stuck up. Yeah, he likes to poke them a little bit and get them out there.
Oh, yeah. He'll purposely say, make a con, or to stir things up. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He does do that.
So that's really interesting. So this week, one thing I'm really looking forward to is we are legitimately bringing, getting Stefano back soon. So I'm excited to see that.
Oh, he's on his way back. Sammy got the call. So,
mm-hmm.
Her and Kate are a little worried about that. So, but yeah, it'll be nice, interesting to see what, happens there.
Yeah, that's the whole thing that didn't ring true about Cammy taking over Demira Enterprises was that Stefano was not on screen. It made it seem too easy. I guess that's the way
you
put it.
Yeah, you would think even if him screaming over the phone, or you would just like, you would have seen him mm-hmm. being so upset or something, or trying to come back. But I guess I'm thinking, I'm forgetting how they said that he was coming back, that somehow he's getting off on these Chargers, or somebody's getting him, he was supposed to be arrested.
Yeah, he got a plea deal, and he was supposed to come into town the next day. I guess right after the judge announces that he's supposed to pop into town.
Meaning he bought another judge off, you know, like he did Kristen. Like Kristen got off, you know.
Kristen, she's something else. But
isn't she?
What happened this week with Kristen and Marlena and John?
I'm trying to think, because there's a couple shows that I didn't see. Well, Kristen's out. Now, she's wearing a monitor thing. And when she first got out, I think she saw Brady in the park. She did go to see John. And Daniel caught her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know Marlena knows she's, like, Marlena was talking to Roman, and Marlena knows that she's in town, but I can't remember if Marlena and Kristen ever confronted each other.
Mm-hmm.
See that. I don't know. Is anybody in the chat room that knows that, or?
Yeah, I have to ask. The spoiler coming up with Kristen is that she strikes a deal with Marlena that Kristen will help get John out of the coma if Eric agrees not to testify against her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she has this chart, and she was on the phone, probably to Chaika or some kooky doctor like that. And she's trying to find him a cure to bring him out of the coma. Oh, okay. I didn't see that spoiler then. Okay. So, because I don't know if she's had scenes with Marlena yet. I guess maybe that's coming up.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's definitely coming up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember her looking at the chart and being on the phone, and because she had gone to see John, and then Daniel kicked her out. And then she did confront Brady, and Brady had it out with her. She still thinks that Brady will take her back, or she wants to get back with Brady.
Well, she doesn't get up easily. So.
No, bluntly. I mean, he just told her. I mean, he even come out and said, I'm done. I'm over. No, you know, he's like, makes it perfectly clear to her, but, you know, she still doesn't want to hear it.
Oh, my goodness. So, she's funny. But, I have to say, every time I watch the show, that stuff's going on. I always get, oh, my gosh, those wheels. Real Sunny storyline. Oh my God. It has to be the stupidest thing.
Yeah, nobody figured all this out, you know, that this would happen. I don't know. But now Will's kind of coming back to bite him now. Now everybody's mad at him. Everybody's mad at Will.
Well, they should be. It was stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me laugh. I saw the one episode he was talking to Marlena. Marlena's like, and Will's like, well, no one told me that they liked the article or I did a good job. And they got mad at her on Twitter. Yeah, no one said they liked the article because it sucked. Because it did. I mean, the Dave actually put out a webpage with Will's article on, and I have that on the blog too. It's horrible. The writing is, I mean, I'm not that great a writer either.
Yeah, I did
read
that.
Holy cow.
I did.
Yeah,
I did read it. It was supposed to be Will's actual letter that they put out. That exactly, looks, you know, we read, got to read exactly what he was saying. But
just reading it sounded like seriously a 15-year-old girl wrote it. That was the telling.
I wonder
you
who it. Actually did write it. One of the writers, I guess. I'm sure, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was impressed. I mean, he gave out too much information, and you know, anybody at the hospital could have figured out it was Abby.
Well, that's what Sonny pointed out to him when he was so upset. But he kept saying to Abigail, you know, he told Abigail, "I didn't put your name in. That was my mom." He was like blaming Sammy, but then Sonny pointed out to him, you know, Will, even if you know, if it would have come out without Abigail's name, everyone would have known who it was anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So he more or less kind of outed Abby anyway, even without her name appearing. Everyone would have known it was her. So,
I guess he can't really kind of blame Sammy that much, you know. So.
His whole goal was to try to punish his mother. And
yeah, that was kind of dumb.
Did that work? No. I don't think he learned anything from what he wrote. I mean, I just thought it was such a convoluted way to...
Yeah, kind of made him be like his mother. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's not Will.
He was getting revenge on her. And she really didn't do anything to him personally. I mean, she got back at her husband and father-in-law. She didn't do anything to Will that he retaliated against her. That really didn't make any sense.
It was like I didn't know he was that close to Abby, too. It was kind of like he was defending mostly for Abby, you know.
Mm-hmm. I did not see. The whole thing is just convoluted. There was no reason for him to write that. This leads cost of.
But really, it was Victor that put this all into motion. He knew that this would cause trouble for Demir Enterprises and the board, which it did, if he got that out in writing, and he wanted it out in writing, and he figured Will, and then, of course, Sonny came to him, and he thought this was the opportunity, let Will do it, like he told, and there were some good scenes with him and Maggie. I don't know if you got to see that.
Oh, yes, that was pretty. That was really good, yeah.
That was really good, and so more or less he was and then Sonny was blaming himself, and Sonny came over, and then Victor and Maggie. Did you want to talk about Victor and Maggie?
Oh, absolutely.
If you saw it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
did
yeah.
You want,
they're
you just want
to, since
you saw it?
And funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, the cuteness on Friday. I mean, since we had a good magic scene. Victor's just like, okay, you know. It was just confession time for him. And it was cute because Sonny kind of came in, and Sonny took the fall, and then Victor was taking the fall for Sonny, and they were covering each other. And I mean, just that relationship between Victor and Sonny calmed Maggie down.
Yes.
But,
because she was mad at him.
He helped bring EJ down, and then he ended up going to business with EJ.
right. I guess they're still in business, you know. They're still in business together. Yeah. But it was cute with him and Maggie, and because he was all setting it up. He says he more or less was confessing to her, you know, before she found out. He told her that he owned the magazine and that he gave Will the job, and he it was all him, and he was, you know, mad at her. And then when he was talking to Will to Sonny, that's what she told him. She said that's why she wasn't so upset with him when she saw how he was with Sonny. And he said, well, I thought it was cute when he said to her, he says, well, I just thought, now, what would Maggie do? You know, I thought that was cute. You know, what would Maggie do? And she says, well, it's a good thing you're so cute. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was cute. And then, so they were cute together. So
yeah, I miss them two together. It just seems like it's always Maggie interfering with people, and Victor kind of sneaking off and being Victor on his own. So it's nice to see them together.
Yeah. So those were some good scenes. Nice to see them.
Oh, speaking of Mahoney's family, I missed part of it. But Julie came back from her cruise all zen-like.
Yes, that was another good thing. Yes. And did you see the scenes with EJ? Priceless.
Good. I was hoping you could fill in the blank for that, because it's one of those things. When I try to watch Days, some of my family likes to come in and interrupt and start a conversation. What happened with Julie and EJ?
Julie came back, and she came in and saw Kate. That's how it started. Julie made her interested. And she gave Kate this little Buddha thing, and she said that she took this enlightenment, and she found inner peace and calm and just a whole new way of looking at stuff.
And she seemed a little different, you know, and she's talking. And so Kate leaves, and then she sees, oh, Kate, she saw the Vista magazine there.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate, she says, well, who wrote this? Well, and so she gets, so Kate gave her the little Buddha thing back. He says, she says, I think you're going to need this more than I do after you read this article. So you're thinking, okay, once Julie reads this article, she is just, you know, Julie, she is going
mm-hmm.
to hunt everybody down. And I thought, she hasn't confronted Will yet, you know, but anyway, she runs, she must have read the article here. She runs into EJ outside the pub, and he kind of says, he gets this look at, oh, God, here we go. Here's Julie. He says, now, Julie, you know. And she says, no, no. He says, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it. He says, I've heard it from everybody. I don't need to hear it again from you. He says, I made a mistake. And she says, that's fine, EJ. You know, and she was real calm. And she says, I understand. And she more or less did not judge him. She more or less says, these things happen sometimes. You made a mistake. And who am I to say, because I made some big mistakes myself. And EJ got this look on his face like, I've been different about you, Julie. And then she explained to him, and which was funny. And I kind of even laughed out loud. When she walked away, he had this puzzled, confused look on his face.
Just
the way James Scott did. And he kind of like looked, and then he kind of like shook his head like he still couldn't believe it, or like just like, what the hell just happened here? You know, this isn't what he expected, and it's certainly not what the audience, like, I didn't expect it. I'm there. I thought Julie was going to rip him a new one, like, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so I thought that was comical. Julie kind of was on EJ's side, and like, and you know, because Abigail's her niece, and I thought she was going to go, I haven't seen if she's talked to Will yet. She hasn't talked to Will yet, so, but I thought that was good. So it was nice to see Julie back in town. She's always fun. Always
mm-hmm.
like to see her. So, and it seems like EJ and Sammy are getting closer, because
mm-hmm.
she had to come to EJ for help. Of course, they were having dinner together. I think I missed Thursday's show, so I don't know exactly what happened, but I did see that they were getting close, and then that's when Stefano called. So I guess he's going to try to, you know, help her, you know, with the board, or try to smooth things over. So I don't know if this is kind of, they're on their way to getting back together or not, I guess. You know, we'll see when Stefano comes back, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything else?
I just thought it was funny. It's like, what happened to Julie butting in? You know what I mean? So it just, you know, I mean, EJ, especially, I can't see EJ ever finding inner peace and, you know.
Yeah, she gave him the Buddha. She gave him the Buddha too, because he looked down at
yeah.
his hand. Yeah.
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 Yeah. But, you know, maybe it's just, you know, Nick's death just really affected her in such a way that made her think and, you know, trying to get some peace with herself. So, you know, I thought that was a nice thing to mention about Nick's death. And, the other big news this week was Lula Archer has been filming on Days. So,
I'm not familiar with her, so I don't know.
Yeah. Now, she's beautiful, and she's a redhead, blue-eyed, and everybody kind of assumed she's going to be a Horton. People were hoping she'd be the long-lost Sarah Horton, Maggie's daughter, but I guess she's playing the new character, which it's just like, I'm just done with the new characters. You know what I mean? Especially last year have been just total duds. I'd rather have them bring back a vet, because that's what keeps people turn in. Yeah. I'm sure Melissa mm-hmm. Archer has a ton of fans, and I'm sure she will bring in some more. I mean, it was odd. This Days goes from trying to steal fans from Young and Restless to trying to steal fans from General Hospital, and apparently now mm-hmm. they're trying to pick up the One Life fans. But mm-hmm. I mean, everybody on Twitter seemed really thrilled with the casting, so hopefully she's a good addition. It's just, Oh, it just so sad because we're all so jaded. Everybody's like, oh, she's going to be involved with Dr. Dan.
Yeah. So how old is she? Is she young, like 20-something? Is she in that age group?
I don't think she's that. You know, maybe 30s?
No,
maybe
30s.
Maybe
okay.
Some, yeah, maybe 70.
Maybe with Chad coming back and Abigail and Ben and maybe that eight or they're kind of, well, they're
no,
young.
She's older. Yeah,
older.
Jen was in the chat room.
Maybe
yeah,
Lucas.
30s.
Yeah,
yeah, we're all hoping Lucas. Yeah, because he needs someone.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason's 47, and he's 100% accurate. Said Melanie Burnett's coming back in November as Melanie. So I'm not sure when Melissa Archer's
yeah.
coming on. And new Chad. He's coming on soon. So and he's the kid yeah. seems really funny on Twitter. So he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's a good looking, yeah, very attractive.
Oh, Billy Flynn, that's his name. Oh, how can I forget the name Billy
yeah.
Flynn? Because when I first heard the name Billy Flynn, I was like, really? That can't be his real name. Because that's you know, the big male lead in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I can't be as really. No one named their kid after Billy Flynn, the shady lawyer in Chicago. But I guess they did.
Yeah, I guess they did.
So,
yeah.
So he's cute, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. And hopefully, the youth group really needs to be spiced up. I think Abigail and Ben are boring as hell.
I kind of like him. I don't know.
He's not doing anything for me. And
what, Ben?
Abby,
oh,
yeah. I really only liked Abby with EJ and Austin. All of our relationships I thought were just kind of boring.
Yeah. I kind of liked him with EJ, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Abby and Cameron were awful. And then the triangle.
Yeah, the one
the
Cameron.
Only,
the first Cameron was okay. What's the second one, you know?
Yeah. Hmm. He's just too nice. I mean, I think the only thing interesting about that whole storyline was when Chad faked his brain tumor. That was the only part of the
right.
storyline I thought was cool. Everything else was awkward. So.
Well, we'll see how she is with this new Chad, because I'm sure he's coming
yeah.
in to put a, yeah, to come back for her.
Yeah, I don't care. She's really attractive. So I don't get where the lack of chemistry is coming from with some of these guys. So, you know, I don't understand. So hopefully this one works out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and then T, they need to find someone for T, because I think T is actually the most interesting person in the whole
yeah.
age group.
Wasn't T good? Yes, he is. I love him. Like when he was
yeah,
like
fun.
Trying to get Sonny and Will back together. You know, with
yeah.
the lighting and stuff. Yeah. That was cute.
Yeah. He's such a great, charismatic actor, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think they would really find something for him to do besides, you know, surf drinks.
Yeah, they need to give him a bigger role and find him, you know, a girl or something. You know, it was his scenes with Will were nice, you know, when they were discussing their relationship and stuff and what they went
mm-hmm.
through.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Because didn't he have a thing for Abigail too at one time? Because kind of he was had
yeah.
a crush on her, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's one of those guys that he has a crush on everybody. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's always, you know, commenting on what girls he finds attractive. So he's just kind of one of those type of guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. There's actually so many characters that are supporting, that are recurring, that are 1,000 times more interesting than lead characters. I'd rather see
Anne. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anne,
I want to see Anne in a relationship. I want to see T in a relationship. I want to see Lucas in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to see more Julie and Maggie and Victor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the lead characters. I don't care for JJ and Paige. I mean, I like JJ. I don't care for Paige really at all. The
yeah.
Eve stuff doesn't really thrill me that much.
No, the Eve character. I like JJ. I like JJ and Paige. I think they're kind of cute. But the character, I don't know. She's just annoying, just like Teresa. Like, go away. I'm not a Teresa fan, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's. I think I can see her getting redeemed. I can see it eventually. You know, I think that's where they're headed. Don't you think? Like, she's seeming to be a little, you know, sorry for what she did. I don't know. We're just trying to. I don't know. I don't know what you think.
I'm not really sure where they're going to go with her next.
Or they just want to keep her bad, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Kimberly will come back or something, you know?
Yeah, is she just there to break up Gigi and Paige?
Trouble.
I mean, is that that's it?
Yeah.
You know? It seems like she's out of Daniel's atmosphere. So I don't understand the purpose, really, of her. And then I guess she's kind of blackmailing Teresa a little bit, too, but I don't know. I just don't think she's critical of what's going on.
No, not right now, unless John comes out of the coma, and well, you know, he knows what mm-hmm. she was up to before, you know, to tell Brady.
Usually what happens when someone has brain trauma on the show, they don't remember what happens.
They're not going to remember. Yeah, I was going to say, if he does come out of the coma, I doubt very well that he would remember. It would make
mm-hmm.
sense that he wouldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And I'm curious where they're going to go with Nicole, Eric, you know, Daniel, that whole thing, too.
Yeah, especially with Ari Zucker saying stuff that basically she's not filming much, doesn't have much going on. You know, I just thought, why? That doesn't make much sense. And I still think they completely missed the boat by not having Eric and Daniel fight over her. Because that would have been such a nice change of pace instead of Nicole screwing up again.
Right.
But, you know, but that's lazy writing. I mean, everybody's done that over and over and over and over again. You know, give us something different. There's no reason for all these guys to be clamoring over Jennifer, who's just a total mess. I mean, she's much more messy than Nicole is. So, but she's, you know, more judgmental than Nicole is. And if Daniel goes back together with her, I just don't know what the hell he's thinking. I mean, I think that the reasons for them breaking up were stupid to begin with. But still, though, she's not pleasant. So, another spoiler coming up. I guess Aiden kisses Hope.
Oh, yeah, the Aiden Hope thing stuff. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so they're kind of pushing each other away, aren't they? Wow. They're scared, both of them.
Yeah, this one's going on. What was the deal with Hope thinking that Aiden and Jen were on a date? That Jen said it really wasn't a date.
It wasn't a date. Well, yeah, I'm trying to think. No, he asked her out.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I don't think Jen considered it a date.
Mm-hmm.
But Aiden did, and Aiden did it on purpose. That's when Hope went after Aiden. She says, I know what you did. More or less, he did it to get to her,
mm-hmm.
is what I took from it. I don't know. That would be nice, their little triangle there, if Jennifer would start having feelings for Aiden. And I don't know.
It's kind of like Jennifer. I think she's the one who kind of needed to take a break and not Nicole. You know?
Yeah.
Because since Jack died, the character of Jennifer has just been so much of a shrill shrew. She's not enjoyable. You know, at least with Nicole, you can kind of laugh at her, and she's got a good sense of humor, and you kind of just Jennifer.
Oh yeah, I always enjoy Nicole no matter what she's doing.
Yeah,
that's hats off to Ari, you know. But even when she's being rotten, there's always, you always somehow you sympathize with her. I don't know why. She always gets you to sympathize with her.
I think it's Ari, because I think if another actress did it, another actress would have played, maybe Nicole is just flat out a villain and doesn't that compassionate side. And
yeah.
Ari always, you know, brings heart into Nicole, and you could see, basically, you know, Nicole just wants to be loved. That's basically the gist of it. That's what she
right.
wants. Period.
She just wants to find somebody, and she just goes about it the wrong way, and she gets so, you know, desperate to have it that she'll just do anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think with Hope, though, I think I would rather see Hope fighting for a guy with Kayla, just to give Kayla a storyline, just to get a bit of a break with Jennifer.
There was something there with Kayla and Aiden, too, I thought, a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, I just think it's interesting, too, that Aiden, who seems to be, from the very beginning, he was very judgmental, would even make it past Hope, knowing that, you know, she's still married, even though her husband hasn't been around in almost 2 years. It's still, I think it's something maybe a little out of character. I guess, when we see the situation, why he moves in for the kiss, I guess we'll see. Then, you know, he might have been spontaneous, you know. But I don't know. He doesn't seem like the other man type.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a real, legitimate, nice new couple.
Something to see. Yeah. They're taking it kind of slow, you know, because of the whole, you know, Beau Hope thing. I understand that. So it's kind of like this is developing kind of slowly, so which is good. So.
Yeah. See, is there anything else we didn't cover tonight? Anything else, going on?
I'm trying to think, too.
There was some Jordan storyline.
Jordan and Clyde and Kate and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still putting me to sleep. Jordan and Rafe, I'm sorry. I'm just not into them, too. No, but I'm kind of liking Kate and Clyde, you know, Clyde as
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
Clyde fans. So,
mm-hmm.
I like James Reed. And he's on to Kate. You know, he's kind of blackmailing. You know, he knows what she was up to, you know, and he wants
mm-hmm.
her help because he knows her ties to the Damaras. And I don't know. I'm wondering if he doesn't have something to do with the Damaras, too.
Mm-hmm.
He has something. He has some shady business, whether it's drugs or whatever, going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he has a lot of people are thinking that either he's in cahoots with Stefano or he is kind of being a rival of Stefano. So
mm-hmm.
I really don't want another mob war going on. So if you have, like, Stefano versus EJ and Victor and then Clyde in there somewhere, to me, that doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, and the thing is, too, James Scott's run's wrapping up soon, like within, like, 6 weeks or so. So I'm kind of curious where that's going.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen to him. Yeah, how he's going to leave. There's rumors out there he's going to get killed. You know, he's going to die or something. So,
mm-hmm.
But maybe he dies, but maybe not. You know, maybe we'll see him. And maybe they fake his death somehow. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then she goes after him, but then it sounds like they're making it like that she would be coming back. Where it doesn't
mm-hmm.
sound like they're making it that James Scott would be coming back. I don't know. Well, it's interesting where this Ijami thing's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's back and forth now. So.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, you know how Days is. If Ijami reunite, it's going to be like at the very last second. So they do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't get to enjoy it. It's over. So,
right.
Yeah, so
I'm anxious to see how Days is going to be without EJ and Sammy on there because they're one of my big. That's one of my, and I like James Scott and Ellie together.
Mm-hmm.
Ellis Sweeney, you know. So I don't know. I don't know if they have anybody that can hold the. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, they have. You know, they like you said, they use the vets like Lauren and Victor and Maggie and you know, give them some. More of a storyline, that would be great.
they would be the ones, those would be your stronger ones anyway, and Ari, I think, you know, and Greg Vaughn, you know, to see. I don't know if they bring any veteran, other veteran actors back. I don't know who they would bring back. You know.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty much confirmed. Patsy's back for Christmas. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Are we filming Christmas by now, I guess, huh? What we're in
Oh, no. We're filming January.
Oh, my God. They filmed in January. What are they, like, 6 months ahead now? August. Okay. Oh, I guess so. Yeah, January. It's 5 months. Oh, geez.
Yeah, because Christian Alfonso posted a picture of herself, Daniel Cosgrove, and Lauren Bowles, and Little Roy, who plays Chase, saying it was January.
Oh, geez. Huh. And then General Hospital, they're really only about 5 weeks ahead, I think, 4 to 5, something like that.
Yeah.
What a difference.
I don't, I don't get the point of filming January right now, especially when storylines are just so bad.
See, then you can't change, you're stuck. No.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, too, I mean, I'm a spontaneous person, and, putting something 4 months ahead of time when, maybe like halfway into it, you might come up with a better idea. Well, you can't even change it at that point. Maybe you have to finish what you started. It's too much of a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm still surprised a year later Jordan's still on the show, to be honest, because I think that's just been a total dud.
Where I think that might have changed if they were only 4 or 5 weeks ahead of time, That might have been already done and gone over with.
Yeah. I just think the shows look so different come November that it's going to be hard to recognize, without Sammy and EJ, and Kristen's probably gone again at that point. And you've recasted Chad, you have Melanie back, and Melissa Archer's new character. I'm just having a hard time looking forward to anything right now. I'm looking forward to stuff now, I guess. But.
Mm-hmm. And, he's only going to be on for a little bit, He's not going to be on.
Well, I'm hoping he's on a bit more. I thought he was supposed to be back for a real run out of it. I just thought with Allison Sweeney gone, I just thought that would usher in Christy Clark coming back. I really thought that would. Because when's the last time we didn't have Merlina's daughter or stepdaughter on the show. I mean, gosh, it would have to be the 80s, I would say. Samuel was born in 84 or something. Carrie was born, I guess, technically 1980 or something like that.
Yeah, Carrie was born back in the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then no Bell on either. So basically, Merlina just has Eric and that knucklehead Brady. So,
Brady,
I don't know, it just seems kind of, it just seems kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Who knows? It'd be nice if they pulled a rabbit out of their hat. I don't know. It just seems like the show is content on creating new characters, not returning anybody. I just think that's really disappointing. I think it'd be such an opportunity right now to bring someone back with Allison's paycheck gone, even though she's directing again. Did you see that?
Who's that?
Allison's directing Days.
Oh, Allison, yeah. Well, she's directing General Hospital. She's over in...
Yeah.
I don't know if she started in General Hospital yet.
Actually, her run's already done now. She's she was directing Days this week.
Oh, okay.
Between Allison and James's salaries, you think they could have brought back somebody major? Maybe three or four members that are veterans. So I don't know. I just don't see the point of putting money on to new actors and new characters, and then you end up with a situation like Jordan. You bring her own family to proper, and so cutting your losses, it's like, you know, has Ben made Jordan a better character? No. Has Clyde made Jordan more interesting? No.
No.
And has Jordan made Rafe more interesting? No.
No. Can anybody make Rafe more interesting? No. Maybe Kate. That's about
Kate.
It. No.
Kate.
But I don't want to see Kate.
Sammy.
He just,
so
like,
it just
brings her now.
Yeah, when something's not working, to me, you end it. You don't keep trying and trying and trying and trying. Instead of one boring character, you have three or four. It's like a virus that keeps
spreading.
We have
one Hernandez to go. They're all gone. And we still have that one that just doesn't want to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's Gary Tomlin's creation, so I guess it's not, they're not going to leave. So.
I think Gabby the last 2 years has been 1,000 times more interesting than Rafe.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Gabby, she was.
Mm-hmm. So, and Camila's doing really well. I think she just shot a movie or something. So she's doing really well after Days. So, you know what? Do you have anything else to add?
Yes,
we could have to wrap it up.
Yeah, no, I think we covered just about everything that I can remember. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully this week's more. Yeah, hopefully this week's more interesting.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. So thanks everyone, and go check out our interview with Teo from last Wednesday. So it was a really good one, and especially if you're interested in his travel stories, because Teo is just an amazing storyteller, and that's why we love having him on the show. He never gives us a bad show. They're always good and interesting.
Yeah, he talked about a lot of different things from his book, you know, with different questions that the people, callers, ask. So, check it out.
Yep, so hopefully
we'll have him on
again. Definitely.
Maybe after his show or something, you know, he does that and see how that goes. So.
I was just reading General Hospital Spoilers. Isn't it the one they think Victor's the father of is Nathan? Is that the one?
Yes. And now there's this Levi that captured Maxie and Lulu, and we think maybe Victor, he's working for Victor, and Victor's involved in that. Levi Dunkelman, because it's really not, he's this other character. It goes back to the old Felicia and Mac, Felicia and Frisco days.
Mm.
Yeah. So something about it, maybe Victor, there's of this, they said, well, maybe he's another son of Victor's, or maybe he's a Cassadine too, or something. So I don't know. So
I just, this week, I guess, Britt questions who Nathan's father is.
Yeah, and then there's some spoilers out there on a General Hospital site saying that Obrecht finally tells him or something, or he bonds with Nathan, or he's bonding with Nathan and Obrecht, something. There's some rumors, the spoilers out there. So hopefully, I don't know if we're going to get to see that in the next, when he comes back in September. So, I'm thinking mainly that might have to do with the whole Robin thing, because the last time we saw him, we know Jason's alive, although they said he was dead, but he's really, and I think that Jason, I think the Jason character is going to be coming back too around the same time, so that's in a couple of weeks, so,
let's wrap it up, and we'll see everybody next week.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.